A good Erev Shabbos. Today was a very, very, very special day. It was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. What makes Rosh Chodesh Shvat such a special day is it's one of the dates that are actually explicitly mentioned in the Torah HaKadoshah. Very few dates mentioned in the Torah where it says this specific day in this specific month. Yet there's a pasuk in Parshas Devarim that in the 11th month, on the very first day, in the 48th year to the Yidden leaving Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu went and he explained Be'era Torah Hazoyis, he clarified the Torah. So what I want to understand, this is 5 weeks before he was Nifter. Shchedesh Shvat, he was Nifter Zayin Adar. Moshe Rabbeinu decides on this very day of Rosh Chodesh Shvat to do something. What did he do? He commanded that the Torah should be translated, written down, in all 70 languages. Why would he want the Torah to be written in all 70 languages? Says the Mefarshim. The Sefer Chachamim brings it down. That a Yid should never feel distant from the Torah. Never. So on the first day of Shvat, in Moshe Rabbeinu's last year, he goes and he's Be'er HaTorah Azois, as Rashi tells us in the name of Chazal, all 70 languages the Torah is written into. It was written on stones. We're not going to get into the whole details. That's detailed in Parshas Kisavai. But what's the significance? The significance that you didn't have to feel that you're not distant from the Torah. Every Yid, no matter from where in the world he come from, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that they should feel close to the Torah and not say, well, it's not in my language, so it's not really my thing. Everyone has equal access, equal opportunity to the Torah HaKadosh. This happened on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Why on Rosh Chodesh Shvat was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu chose to go ahead on Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Moshe Rabbeinu chose to go and give Klal Yisrael this message that no matter who you are, where you live, you're equally connected to the Torah. And the answer is very simple. What's the lesson of Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a day which is mysterious. We all know there's a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnayos. What is the first day? What is the birthday? Rosh Hashanah, I should say, for Ilanos, for the trees. And Beis Shammai says today, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Beis Hillel says the 15th day of Shvat. But it's mysterious. Look out the window today or on Tu B'Shvat. The trees do not look like anything that will ever bear fruit. They are frozen solid. Even in Eretz Yisrael, where we're talking about, it's cold. You look at the tree, you see nothing. Tells us Chazal, although it looks like there's nothing, there is sap starting to run. Don't be fooled by its looks. It looks frozen. It looks dead. It looks lifeless. That is not the case. That is not the case. There's life. This is the message. On Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu says, why I decide to translate the Torah into all 70 languages, Moshe Rabbeinu did. Or at least the Ten Commandments, the Seres Hadibros. Don't decide that someone is far. Today's daf Yomi, was Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Mem Dalet. But the Gemara speaks about Achon. The Gemara says he transgressed every aveir in the Chamishi Chumshe Torah, an honest talent. He managed to transgress every aveir in the Chamishi Chumshe Torah. Yet he's called Yisrael. And the Gemara asks why. He says the Gemara, because even Achan, who did aveirus the worst ever, he still was part of Klal Yisrael. He's still a Yid. We are never, ever distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the lesson of Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat, and is the lesson of Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo What's the first mitzvah we get? We get the mitzvah of Chodesh Hazelachem, the mitzvah of Shchodesh. It's really like a downer. You ask anyone, it's such a major mitzvah. We're just getting out of Mitzrayim, Shchodesh. The answer is, at this point, Klal Yisrael was at the 49th level of Tumah. They were feeling so distant. They were feeling so far. They were feeling very far. What should they do? Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and sends the moon. What's the significance of the moon? The moon looks small. And then it gets bigger, it looks small. But for those of us that know the inside scoop, is the moon really ever smaller or bigger? Or is it always the same size? It's always the same size. The difference is sometimes it's closer, more exposed to the sun. Sometimes it's less, so it looks different. But in essence, it's the same. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael on the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, don't think for a second you're distant or that you're far, even though you just did Avodah Zarah for all these years. Look at the moon. It looks far. It feels far. But it's just an optical illusion. It's the exact same size always. Yisrael, says the Gemara in today's daf, Ava Pisha Chote Yisrael Hu. This is the message that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us on Rosh Chodesh Shvat before he passed away. He made the Torah in 70 languages. This is the message of Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. And this is the message of Parshas Boy. So I want to finish with a story. The story blew me away. Because every time you tell people, even if you do Averis, you're still close. They look at you like, okay, that's what all rabbis say. That's what all speakers say. But I want you to know, I'm going to tell you a story that I heard this week. And this will tell you that no matter what you do, you're still so precious and Kadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the times that you do well. And don't forget those times. And listen to this really, really, really amazing story. In the 1960s, there was a young boy in Germany who, you know, obviously heard about the Holocaust living in Germany 20 years after the Holocaust. But obviously Germany was very embarrassed at the time. And there was not a lot being taught in the schools about the Holocaust. Definitely not about Germans, the Germans' role. The boy was a smart boy, and he went to the library, he went here, he went there. He tried so hard to find that information. It was very hard, but he got people to talk. And once he heard about the Judenrein, they tried to kill the Jews, so it got him very interested to find out what the Jews are about. So he got totally into the Jews. He already finished with the Holocaust. And he got into the Yidden. And he found out about the amazing Jewish people and how they died on Kiddush Hashem, and they... Germans couldn't stop them, and they regrew, and he was blown away. Studying, searching, researching more, he ended up in Eretz Yisrael, online, to convert. And he was Zeicha to convert, and he became a Yid, and he joined the yeshiva in Yerushalayim. A few years into yeshiva, the yeshiva tells him he has a wonderful Balas Tshuva, incredible girl, also has an interesting, inspirational story. Maybe the two of you. And the shidduch was made. And the boy invited his mother from Germany, non-Jewish mother, to come to the wedding. She came and they spent time the day of the wedding, the day before the wedding. And this young man turns to his mother and says, you know, Mom, every time I ask you about Daddy, about his deceased father, you dodge the question. You don't want to talk. Today's the day of my wedding. Could you please tell me about Daddy? He never met. About his dad that he never met. His mother said, no, I don't want to talk about it. He pushed. And his mother was really didn't want. But she relented. She goes, it's the day of your wedding. I don't know how many more times I'll see you. I'll be back in Germany. You'll be in Israel with your wife. I'm going to tell you the painful story. Your father is not dead. Your father is alive, languishing in a prison in Germany for his activities during World War II as a top Nazi. You have to see, this is a Yidin Yerushalayim getting married today. He finds out his father was not Stam a Nazi, but like a notorious Nazi who's still sitting a life sentence. Anyway, he was shaken. Almost took him over on the day of the wedding. And he turned to his mother and says, "Mommy, I apologize, I should never have done this. Promise me we don't talk about daddy again. Deal." Mother was at the wedding, she went back to Germany, and he went on, had a beautiful family. He had a boy and a girl. One day he gets a phone call from his mother in Germany. And his mother says, I think you should come to Germany for a couple of days. So he's like, why? He says, your dad's dying in jail. And I know his past, and I know what he's done. But he's your dad. Maybe come and just say goodbye to him before he dies. He's like, I never said hi to him. What do I got to say goodbye? He says, I think you should come say goodbye. He said, no way can I meet this man. Bye, Ma, sorry. His mother called again and called again. Finally, he decided he needs to ask a shayla to his Rosh Hashiva. He goes to his Rosh Hashiva and he tells him the question. Believe it or not, he was shocked. So Rosh Hashiva says the appropriate thing would be is to go. It's what your mother really wants. Go. You don't need to become friends. You don't need to switch numbers. It doesn't seem like your father is going to be around for much longer for a relationship anyway. Go. Pay respects to your biological parents. And he comes. Goes into prison with his mom to see his dad, the sick man, on his deathbed. And there's no words. There's no words he can tell his dad. He's not interested in talking to him. And he's just quiet. His dad, you know, maybe says, I'm sorry, whatever he says. And then a question popped out of his lips. He says, Dad, I want to ask you a question. How was a vicious, horrible, notorious Nazi like you, Zeiche, I'm sure he used a different word, to have two grandchildren in Jerusalem learning Torah? Tell me how a man like you should be blessed to have two grandchildren in Jerusalem from Shomrei Torah Mitzvos? Says, Dad, I don't understand. Dad, could you tell me why you think you have it? He couldn't believe the question came out of his own mouth. His mother was stunned, looking at this deadly ill man. And his father says, yes, I think I know why I was blessed. He says, I was working on making different towns in Poland, Judenrein. And we finished with one town and we left no Jews behind. And my boss tells me, let's just double check one area we didn't check. Behind that building, it's a huge building, check that no Jews are hiding there. He said, I went and I walked behind the building. And right behind the building, I saw a huge pile of hay against the building. And I looked at that pile, and looking back right at me out of that pile were two children's eyes looking out right at me. I knew exactly who they were, and I was about to do what a Nazi does. And at that moment, I decided, what did those children do? A moment took me over, and I had compassion, and I pretended I didn't see it. And I looked at my supervisor and I said, Judenrein. And we left. And I left those children alive. He says, I believe that's why I have these two grandchildren in Israel. They said their goodbyes and they left. That's the end of that story. I want to tell you what I'm going to take out of this story, and I want you to take it with me. A Nazi, Yimach Shemai, who does evil his entire life, a murderer, does one good deed, controls himself one time, not to kill. And what happens to him? You look at the reward that he got for one time. Could you imagine us, Heiligen, who wake up every morning trying to do what Hashem wants, and occasionally slip? Could you imagine the schar we get for the time that we, every time? Yes, You made up not to listen. You listened to Lashon Hara once today. How many times do you control yourself and you don't listen to Lashon Hara? You saw something you should have. You listened to something you shouldn't have. But you so many times a day you control yourself. And then we feel distant from Hashem. And then we feel far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Think about this Nazi, Yimach Shemai V'Zichrei. Just from one time doing something, controlling his despicable behavior, look what he gets. Kal v'chomer us, precious holy Yidden, tells us to Gemara, Achon, as bad as he was, he's still a Yid, because there were times he wanted to do that he didn't. So how do we feel close, even though we're not doing necessarily right now the right thing? Think about all those precious times that you did close your eyes. You did close your ears. You closed your mouth before you were about to say something. There's so many such opportunities that we have. Let's be mechazik ourselves. The message of the moon, of Chodesh Shvat, of Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh Elohim. You might look smaller. You might seem smaller. You're the same size. You're the moon. A little further from Hashem, a little bit closer, but you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's close child, as I shared with you from the Gemara today. Yisrael Afapi Shechata. That's the chizuk that we took to get out of Mitzrayim, and that's the chizuk we're going to take today. Have an absolutely incredible Shabbos Kiddush.